Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
Let us pray. Holy One, you have appeared in the flesh, bringing redemption to all. Your glory is made known in this newborn child, this living, blessed hope. Tonight we sing a new song, a song of justice, righteousness, and endless peace. Gift of God, beautiful Christ child, we welcome you. Let love be born anew in our hearts on this joyous night. Amen. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. So begins Isaiah's prophecy, traditionally read on Christmas Eve around the world. Isaiah was writing to a nation caught up in a long and ongoing conflict with Assyria. They were no stranger to living in a time of prolonged uncertainty and anxiety. That's what war is, wrote Prussian military analyst in 1863. Three-quarters of the factors on which action in war are based are wrapped in a fog of more or less uncertainty. This fog of uncertainty makes it near impossible to predict the final outcome. Within this fog, the future remains uncertain. So decisions are made cautiously. What can you do with the fog but wait? Watch and listen. What respite do you have but to pray for a light to burn off the fog? Isaiah's prophecy begins in this fog, in the image of darkness. A nation, its leaders, its people, and its armies have lived in this fog for years. So when they get a glimpse of the coming light, the response is a triumphant shout. The ensuing verses describe their feelings using images of war victory. But all that gets turned on its head when the source of the light is revealed. For a child is born to us, the prophet says. A son is given to us, and all authority will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. The fog of uncertainty is lifted by the creation of new light, not by the destruction of it. On Christmas Eve, Isaiah's prophecy prepares our imaginations for a season of inversions as we celebrate Christ's birth and the beginning of Jesus' ministry. This child being born is helpless, yet all authority rests on his shoulders. This child is just a baby, but he is the father of nations. This child wails for its mother to feed him, yet he's the Prince of Peace. We are being prepared for the glorious possibility that God is going to do something new yet again. In a world so broken as ours, the chance that God will break in to do something is miraculous. That salvation will come, and in the spirit of the Isaiah prophecy, it will come from an unexpected source. That unexpected source is the divine source of all gifts of hope, peace, joy, love, and light. The gift that was born on this night so long ago, the very incarnation of our God. The incarnation is that sometimes confusing and confounding belief that God chose to enter into our humanity in all its fullness and its faults, its pleasure and its pain and its joy and its sorrow. God chose to become fully human, even experiencing death, to show us the way forward to make God's kingdom a reality on earth. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. You know, I wonder if there's a better way we could hear that verse from John's gospel. Maybe the light shines in a bleak and weary world, and the bleakness does not overcome it. You and I, we know what it is like to live with the reality of a bleak and weary world. We're human after all. And yet because of Christmas, because of the very choice God made to send joy into this world and in the form of a newborn baby, we also know that it doesn't have to be that way. Christmas is about the light overcoming the bleakness. Yes, it's about a birth 2,000 years ago, but it's so much more than that. Because Christmas isn't just about what happened back then. It's also about the ways that God is still choosing to come into the world today. Perhaps most amazing of all, it's about us too. And that's because Christmas is a story of choice, of choices, good and bad. It's Mary saying, "My soul will magnify the Lord," when the angel tells her she's pregnant. But it's also the innkeeper shutting the door in Mary and Joseph's face, saying that there's no room in the inn. It's about our choices too, your choices. Because you each have a choice about how you're going to respond to the story of Christmas. You can leave here tonight, your heart's unchanged, and you can forget the story until next Christmas Eve. Or you can make another choice. You can choose to be a part of the Christmas story. And you can choose to live as reflections of this light and joy that has been sent to shine in this bleak world. My hope, of course, is that you'll choose the latter. My hope is that you'll choose to tell the story of Christmas with your lives, and not just tonight, but long after the tree is taken down, long after the presents are opened. It's no coincidence that on Christmas we symbolize our joy and hope by lighting candles. We are, after all, celebrating the light of the world. And so in just a little bit, we will be lighting our Christmas candles by passing the flame of the Christ candle that we lit tonight. And as that light spreads throughout the sanctuary, we will end with Silent Night. And as we sing that last verse, we'll lift our candles up into the air. And so tonight, when you lift up your small part of the light of Christ, let it be more than just going through the motions. This year, as you lift your light, make a promise to yourself that you will lift that light all year long, and that you will be a part of the Christmas story. And make a promise to the world that you'll use your life to spread the light that will shine joy and hope and love and peace in the places that need it most. That, my friends, that is being present with the gift of light. Being present with this gift that the world needs so very much. Be that gift. Let us pray. Lord, in the beginning, when all was very dark, you said, "Let there be light." And there was light and life throughout the universe. And when the human race was exhausted, tired and weary, in the weariness of anxiety, confusion and sin, and into that weary world you came as light in Jesus Christ. God became a human among us all. Once again, it is bleak, not just bleak as in the midwinter, but bleak and weary in ourselves, filled with doubt, weary from the fear and uncertainty, exhausted by the confusing and conflicting voices in our ears. So come, light of life, Shine through the weariness in our lives with your mighty word of love. Lighten our hearts with the joy of your promised coming. Lighten our world with the hope that faith in you still brings. We go out into Christmas in the peace of Jesus Christ. May his peace that lightens the soul with faith, lifts the spirit with hope, and leavens the world with love be yours tonight and always. O God, you have caused this holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that we who have known the mystery of that light on earth may also enjoy him perfectly in heaven, where with you and the Holy Spirit he lives and reigns, one God in glory everlasting.